In an interview released today, President Trump said that he had not challenged President Vladimir Putin over Russian efforts to pay the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The two leaders spoke just last week for the seventh time in recent months. As Nick Schifrin reports, this comes as the administration also cemented plans to withdraw and redeploy American forces in Europe.
President Trump often questions and criticizes the U.S. intelligence community and praises Russian President Vladimir Putin. And when he spoke to Putin on July 23rd, he did not raise the intelligence community's investigations into Russian payments to the Taliban to attack U.S. troops, as he told Axios on HBO's Jonathan Swan.
We did not discuss that, no.
And you've never discussed it with him?
I have never discussed it with him, no. We would. I'd have no problem with it.
But you don't believe
but you know,
the intelligence.
It never
it's because you don't believe the intelligence. That's why.
Everything, you know, it's interesting. Nobody ever brings up China. They always bring Russia, Russia, Russia.
Former intelligence officials tell PBS NewsHour the Taliban received Russian military intelligence money to target U.S. service members. Officials debated the intelligence, and commanders say the bounties did not likely result in deaths. But it was an increase in Russian support to the Taliban, as already detailed in 2018 by then top commander General John Nicholson.
We've had weapons brought to this headquarters and given to us by Afghan leaders and said this was given by the Russians to the Taliban.
John Nicholson, former head of forces in Afghanistan, said, and this is when he was working for you, that Russia is supplying weapons to the Taliban. Isn't that enough to challenge Putin over the killings of U.S. soldiers?
Well, we supplied weapons when they were fighting Russia, too. You know, when they were fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan.
It's a different era.
Well, it's a different, I'm just saying.
In 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan to prop up an unpopular communist government. The United States supported and armed Afghan fighters known as Mujahideen, who targeted Soviet troops. In 2001, the United States was attacked and waged war in Afghanistan because that's where 9/11 planners plotted. President Trump's moral equivalence is inaccurate, says Doug Lute.
The equivalence here is inappropriate because the situation is exactly reversed from what it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Lute is a retired lieutenant general appointed by President Bush to coordinate the Afghanistan and Iraq wars and by President Obama to be NATO ambassador. He said both his former bosses would have demanded more information about the bounty program and responded, even if the intelligence was uncertain.
It's unimaginable to me that the president has, that this has been public for weeks and probably available to the president for many weeks before that. And yet he's done nothing, to include not even raising it in multiple calls with President Putin.
Today, President Trump added he would be, quote, very angry if the bounty story were true. His administration has sanctioned Russian officials for election interference and chemical weapons attacks. But he has also reverted to moral equivalence on Russia before.
Putin's a killer. A lot of killers. You got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Another presidential instinct and priority, reducing U.S. troops overseas. Today, the administration announced it would withdraw nearly 12,000 troops from Germany and bring half home. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said thousands of service members would move toward Russia's borders and enhance deterrence.
We're following in many ways the boundary east, where our newest allies are. Into the Black Sea region. We talked about additional forces into Poland, and I think there are opportunities to put forces into the Baltics. That's why it's a strategic laydown that enhances deterrence, strengthens the allies.
But just minutes before, President Trump said the decision was punishment for Germany's failing to fulfill its promise to spend 2% GDP on defense.
So we're reducing the force because they're not paying their bills. It's very simple. They're delinquent.
Today, a senior ally to German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the reduction would weaken NATO. And the unit that will return to the U.S. is the most capable ground force in Europe.
It is, in itself, the most flexible deterrent package that is in place today. So to remove it from Germany and move it to the United States, it does not provide the same reassurance as having American soldiers live in Europe, be there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
But reassuring Western European allies and overcoming bipartisan concerns about troop drawdowns and his relationship with Vladimir Putin have never been President Trump's priorities. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.